M.
Laura.
Hang on, I have to flush the toilet. Hi, I'm Laura.
And I'm Emily.
Welcome to Slowing Down with the Simonians,
the other Armenian sisters.
Join us weekly for trending topics, deep discussions, unfiltered sister talk, and janky life hacks.
Always with a splash of humor.
That was good.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Slowing Down with the Simonians. I'm Laura, and my older sister, Emily, is joining me today.
Don't call me old.
Well, she did just have a birthday. And actually, on our last episode, I slipped up and mentioned the year of something that would lead you to be able to do the math if you're a math person and figure out how old she is.
Math person.
Yeah, it was like a 5 + 2 kind of thing.
If you have first grade level math, you'll know how old I am. Yeah, I did just have a birthday, but somehow I just don't age at all.
Womp womp. Okay, so welcome everyone. I'm recording live. Not really, but I'm recording from Tennessee. Woo! We made a big cross-country move from California last week. And let's see, I think it's like our day 3 in the new house. So it feels really good because we've been sleeping in motels for like the last 7 nights or so.
We took our time.
Thank you. It feels great. It feels like home already. It's beautiful here. And it's like the fastest we've sort of settled in ever to a new place. And luckily we had grandparents here helping with the girls, and they did so much for us helping just get settled in and hanging pictures and unpacking. And so it actually is coming together and feels nice.
Is there fall foliage in Nashville?
Yes, it's so pretty. I was afraid that we might miss it, but it's still in full swing. Some of the trees are just still like about to change.
Yeah. It's really pretty here too. It's 73 degrees outside, blue sky, sunny, and there's beautiful fall foliage. Not like the Northeast, but it's still more than we ever get in California.
Definitely. Emily is in Washington, D.C., if you're just tuning in. And Melissa, our eldest sister, she is actually, I don't know where she is. She's traveling somewhere, but her home base is in L.A., which is where we are all originally from.
She's in Utah, I believe. Side note.
I thought she was in Sedona.
Oh, okay. If she's in Sedona, I'm jealous and I'm going to need to call her. Because I feel like that's the bougie place where people go to, like spas. Isn't there a really famous one there?
I don't know.
I'm forgetting the
name of your department.
I'm sure she's not at the bougie spa.
She's like in the desert on her dirt bike.
What was I going to say about her?
There's a lot to say. I'm not sure.
We need to be careful not to just phase her out slowly, because I kind of forget about her, that she should even be involved in this, but she should be.
Yeah, and she is. I mean, she's on the group text.
She's on the text. She just doesn't respond.
No, she does. I mean, she's part of the decision making behind the scenes when we reach out for her input.
Yeah, she gives like a caveman grunt. We're like, we're going to post this today. Do we have your approval?
Yeah, it's like my toddler. No, she's not that bad. So she is in Sedona. I think she started in Utah. She and I almost crossed paths out on the road.
I saw.
Because I left for the Grand Canyon. Well, we stopped at the Grand Canyon on our drive out here. And she was up in Utah making her way down towards the Grand Canyon, but we just missed each other. And I know you were watching us on location.
I know. Sharing locations with you guys is my new hobby. I love to stalk you.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. You seriously saw that we had arrived at our house like within the first 10 minutes of us just standing outside in the front yard, we hadn't even walked in yet. And you said, oh, I see the Steiners arrived. How is it?
Yep.
It's kind of shocking.
I'm the equivalent of that old lady on the street that's like neighborhood watch.
Yeah, except you're on your phone in your house looking at little blue dots on your
I'm the 2020 virtual equivalent of that lady.
Yeah.
And I even have rollers in my hair.
I know. You're so like 1950s in your robe with your cig and your curlers in your hair.
So how was the trip, Laura? We really didn't even catch up about it.
It was good. It was a big adventure. We made sure to take it just in little chunks. So the first day we drove from SoCal to Flagstaff, and that was our longest drive. It was 7 hours. And we actually made pretty good timing. We stopped a few times. So we stayed in Flagstaff, and that's when we did the Grand Canyon. We took an extra day for that. And then after that, we just did like 4 or 5 hour drives. So we stopped in Flagstaff, Albuquerque, Amarillo, Oklahoma City, Little Rock. And then we stayed here in Tennessee for a couple of days before our lease started. So yeah, we were like hopping motels for quite a while. I don't even know how many days that was. We left on a Wednesday and got to Tennessee on Tuesday. So
wow.
I guess that's almost 7 nights, but our stuff has been packed since before then, and I'm still living out of a suitcase. So that's the goal for today, is to unpack the closet. But oh my gosh, Em. I mean, along the way, of course, we were staying at motels off the highway, and they were okay. We had our dog with us, so they had to be dog friendly. Mm-hmm. So they were mediocre, nothing super fancy. But there was one motel in Little Rock that we barely checked into and left. Like, Jason gave the keys back to the lady and said, we're out of here. Ooh. And we like squealed off to the Holiday Inn.
Squealed.
Yeah, we peeled out.
Oh my gosh. What was wrong with it? I mean, it was in Little Rock, so that's enough.
Yeah. And
Little
Rock had a really cute downtown that we walked around and like got dinner at. We got fried chicken and it was great. It was really cute. However, this motel, I didn't really do my due diligence and like research much before I booked. I just sat down one day with my laptop and like rapid fire, like click, click, click. This is off the highway. This is off the highway. Like, this accepts dogs. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of them were okay. This was really the only blunder. And we got there. First of all, when we asked the lady where to park, she said the front is probably the safest. And that kind of, I mean,
that doesn't leave you with a warm fuzzy.
Right. And it kind of just is maybe a small red flag, because we kind of meant like in relation to where the room was, not necessarily for safety. So, the first thing I noticed when we walked in was that I could reach up and touch the ceiling. And now, mind you, I'm like 5'2" on a good day. So that was my first impression, I guess you can say. And it looked like they had never vacuumed the floor. The carpet was like brown and green.
Ew.
With like swirls.
Ew.
I mean, that was the pattern. It wasn't like, you know, but there was stuff all over the floor. When we got in the elevator, I thought it wasn't going to work. Like, I thought maybe it was an out of order elevator, and there were cigarette butts on the floor of the elevator, and it barely, I mean, I thought it was going to be like Tower of Terror. And then when the bell rang, it was like this really frail, almost like a bike bell, like ding, like broop.
For the elevator?
For the elevator. I thought we were going down for sure.
Oh my gosh, you almost plummeted in Little Rock.
We got to our room. I know.
Do you ever think about that when you're in a situation you don't want to be in and you think this would be an untimely death? I would be so mortified and embarrassed.
Yeah, like, wow, what were the Steiners doing at that motel?
Yeah.
That has the reviews online said, once we looked after the fact, right? The reviews online said that it's where people go to smoke crack.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, it wasn't my, you know, best, finest moment, but
that's devastating. Parenting 101, mom of the year.
I know. So we got to the room and the key wouldn't work. And we had all of our bags draped on us. We had the girls. We just wanted to get in and drop everything off and get dinner. And the door wouldn't open. We tried it a million times each. So Jason ran down, got a different key to a different room. So we trekked down the hall. That door wouldn't open. Finally, we were debating just leaving. Finally, the elevator opened and a maintenance guy came out and literally just got out a key, like a real key, and opened it. And when we walked in, like the toilet wasn't working. The decor had a lot of room for improvement. I mean, it just looked kind of dirty and it was all very run down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very high maintenance. We've discussed this before.
Right.
I mean, I just need basic bed. Like, I'm not looking for, I don't know, Four Seasons.
Right.
Here.
But you need like a sanitary place. Like cleanliness right. is a pretty basic need.
Right.
And it sounds
and
like it,
especially it, during a pandemic.
Right.
Like, so Jason was kind of already irked because of trekking all the stuff around and the doors not opening. And I was just trying to rally the troops, like, okay, girls, do you want a snack? Like, what would you like, chips or applesauce? Or we're gonna get dinner soon. Come on, let's take off shoes and we're gonna wash up. And just, you know, I'm the mom. I have to keep things like normal and we're okay, even though this isn't okay.
They probably didn't even know it wasn't okay.
No, they didn't even notice. So finally Jason says, we're not staying here. Who said, don't get too comfortable. Don't like let the girls, you know, get in bed and mess everything up. We're not going to stay here. So
good for you, Jason.
I know. So we took the janky elevator back down with all of our stuff and we're getting in the car and my youngest is looking for her kitty cat, her little stuffed animal, Frankie is our cousin's cat that she's obsessed with. And so we have a stuffed animal that looks like Frankie, named after Frankie, goes everywhere with her, never leaves her hand. And we couldn't find Frankie. So Jason had to run back up to the room and find Frankie, who was on the motel room floor on the other side of the bed. And almost got left behind at the seedy Little Rock Motel.
Oh no, Frankie took one for the team.
I know, but I'm so glad that we found her. And then
that poor animal.
Jason handed the key back to the lady and said, we're out of here. And that was when we peeled out.
And did she respond in any kind of way?
She was apologetic. Like, she was saying, I'm sorry, sir. I'll take care of your account. Like, made it sound like she was going to refund us the money.
Ugh,
I mean, cringe. I kind of, plus like the parking lot was pretty empty. I kind of think maybe people were wondering like, oh, what's this family doing here? And then when we pulled up to the Holiday Inn, Everly said, wow, look at that big castle. So maybe she did notice that the other motel wasn't really quite up to par.
Sure. Wow, Evie, it doesn't take much, does it? Holiday Inn in Little Rock is a castle.
I know
what you're doing for the next birthday.
You gotta love it. We're going to the Holiday Inn, baby.
We took you back to the castle, honey.
Oh, man. So that was fun. It was a trip full of funny, fun adventures as a family. So, yeah.
Sounds like some for the scrapbook.
I know. Well, actually, I think maybe we should slow it down and get into our topic, which I never even announced, is holiday gift guide.
Holiday best gift guide. I can hear the old Navy commercial as we say it.
Yeah, this is not sponsored by Old Navy, but we're going to be discussing our best and worst gifts and just some general ideas for thinking outside the box and gifting your loved ones with things that aren't even necessarily material this year.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting into the holiday spirit early this year. I normally don't let myself go there until at least the week of Thanksgiving, if not like Black Friday, is it? Like, boom, here we go. But I feel like we all just needed a little boost this year.
Yeah.
Or definitely. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I know some people have their Christmas trees up already. And so I just couldn't help it. We watched Home Alone last week and I started putting on Christmas music and I just, it pulled me in. And so here we are, we're early for a gift guide, but I feel like people are already maybe starting.
Or thinking about it.
Yeah. And so we're kind of,
I'm with you. I think also living somewhere that is, actually like has colder weather, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Perfect. So I want to hear about your, should we start with best and worst before we get into the more tangible stuff?
Yeah, let's do best and worst.
Okay.
I think that, and not necessarily even worst, but even just funny, like, you'll remember this when I must have been like maybe in middle school or possibly a freshman in high school, but sometime back in the day of DVDs.
You weren't in high school because you were, I know what you're going to tell me, and you were young enough that like, there had to be some kind of explanation for what happened.
Yeah, I must have been in seventh or eighth grade maybe. So I had asked for Boy Meets World season one on DVD back when that would have been a really big deal to get. And I remember opening it and realizing what I thought it was going to be and then getting really confused because I didn't recognize anybody on the cover of the DVD. And I think I did kind of understand because I remember kind of laughing and being almost embarrassed. It was from Mom. Being almost embarrassed to like reveal what it was because I didn't know if I should fake it and act like it was Boy Meets World. The title actually was Boy Meets Boy, and it was like a reality like gay dating show.
And your mom bought it for you when you were in sixth grade. Yeah. And were you confused? Like, why would she get me this?
No, I realized that it was supposed to be Boy Meets World, but confused. Then I got confused. Like, wait, this.
You're like, oh, Debbie.
I don't, Mom, like, I don't think you got the right one. And like, you and Melissa were dying laughing, and then we were all laughing, but I remember just feeling kind of embarrassed, like, for her a little bit. But it's just stayed a really funny joke in our family now. We always reference that. Like, remember when Mom bought Laura Boy Meets Boy when she was 12?
Yeah, so good. And you know why how she made that mistake, right?
I think she wasn't she just like buying really quickly in the store and just picked it up?
Yeah, so she tells the story that you were actually in the store with her, like Best Buy or whatever it was. And she saw it out of the corner of her eye and wanted to grab it really quick and like hide it in the cart so that she could buy it while she was there but not have you see. And so she just like picked it up really quick and like put it under something in the cart so that you wouldn't see.
You know what, while we're talking, I just had a vision of a gift that grandma got me one year.
Oh no.
Grandma's gifts were always like the best and the worst all at once. Of course. Like, but I mean, as we got older, she would just put like money in a little card. And actually I have so many of her little cards in my nightstand drawer still that still have the cash in them.
Aww.
And like I just always save them for a rainy day. Anyway, she gifted me a red sequin cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that is so Ruth Simonian.
I know.
That is so Ruth.
I feel like there's probably a whole list of others from grandma.
And like, but speaking of grandparent gifts, I feel like what always surprised me, and it makes me sound like a brat because I was like the surprise of an off-brand gift. Like when you would want Polly Pocket, but instead you got like Pearl Purse or whatever, you know? And it was like, right. It was trying to be Polly Pocket or like trying to be Barbie, but it was clearly off brand and it was very disorienting. And I was like,
yeah, it was like the knockoff version from the dollar store.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were always a surprise to me, which just, I mean, I guess I was a brat, but like, what is this? What is this supposed to be? This isn't Polly Pocket. So just the surprise,
Polly Pocket,
like, off brand, you know?
Polly. Yeah.
So in terms of favorite gifts, I'm sure I could sit here and try to think of great examples from the past, but the one that is fresh in my mind, because it just happened last week and it's kind of funny at the same time, is the gift that you guys got me for my birthday, which is a robot Roomba vacuum.
Woo! What an invention.
Yeah.
That's such a invention.
And Pepper's scared of it. She like cries and runs away from it. But it's the best because it's a gift of service. And I specifically asked for it. This is me in my 30s. I wanted a vacuum, a robot vacuum.
Right. You know, actually, Melissa asked for a vacuum for her car a few years ago, and that was her big, exciting gift. So it's something about your 30s, I think, that creates that desire for cleanliness.
I want the gift of service and luxury. And so nothing felt better than sitting at my desk and multitasking. I was working and the vacuum was like zipping around behind me, cleaning my house. That's great. Better than that.
Yeah, totally.
So should we dive in to a couple, both personal anecdotes and ideas for this gift giving season?
Yeah, I think that along the terms of gifts of service, of course, gift cards are always appreciated, even though they don't feel as personal. But I really love the idea of gifting an experience or an adventure.
Yeah.
Like, either if that's with your significant other, or my best friend and I growing up would always do that for each other for our birthdays. We would gift each other like concert tickets, and it was just fun to have something to go do together instead of like, here's a something you don't really need,
right?
You know? And as we get older, I feel like there's just less that you need, like, which is why we ask for things like vacuums, you know?
Right. Yeah, I love the idea of an experience and having it be something that is relational that you can do together, or something personalized. You know that they're going to enjoy it and love it. I'm all about the personalized gift, even if it is a gift card. I know that sounds counterintuitive, like I'm saying two different things, but if you know that a person is picky or loves to shop for themselves or need something that's so specific, only they can buy it for themselves. It's like, give a gift card, because that is thought out, because you know what they're all about and that they would appreciate that. I also like the idea of buying something that supports a friend or family's business.
Yes,
like,
for sure.
For example, our friend Cleo has an amazing handmade soap company. It's called Cleo Soaps. Check it out at Cleo Soaps on socials. And it's just the best. I love her products. I love her. You know, the person you're buying from and you're supporting them, you know, the ethos of the company. And so I love to gift a gift like that, that is from a friend to a friend, right? And you're supporting their business. I just recently, I don't want to do a spoiler because this gift hasn't arrived yet, but I bought somebody a Christmas CD from my friend from college has a jazz band, and his group just did a Christmas CD. And so I bought it for somebody, and it's going to arrive as a surprise gift. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so fun. I love Cleo too. And I remember when she came and stayed with us on Maui, as a little thank you for letting her stay with us, she like gifted me a sugar scrub that she had made.
Aww.
And I think it was before she started her soap business. But yeah, Cleo is the best. You guys totally have to check her out. And I have a couple of friends like that who I buy from for others. And even like a gift card from the shop or the Etsy shop or whatever.
Right. Especially in these times, after the year that we've had, supporting small businesses and supporting friends. I think it's like a double gift, you know, it's a gift for the person you're buying from and buying for.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember you were talking about gift cards that are more personalized. And that made me think of when I was pregnant getting like a massage gift card or like a
Yes.
mani-pedi gift card. Like, oh, go treat yourself because, you know, or whatever. You can always treat yourself, but it was so appreciated when I was super pregnant.
Yes. I'm going to piggyback off of that and do another spoiler. It's about Jake, and I'll just keep him from listening to this before it happens, because it's happening this week. So Wednesday is Veterans Day, and I always want to do something nice for Jake. He's active duty military in the Air Force. He's been in for either 17 or 18 years. Anyway, so I wanted to do something nice for him, and I have a Massage Envy membership, and you can gift your massages that you've already purchased that should be for you to other people. And so on Veterans Day, I'm surprising him and I'm giving him my massage appointment and taking him there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
What a gal.
Yeah, and so that kind of gets me thinking about if you're working with a budget, thinking outside the box like that. Like, I already have the membership, right? I was already going to spend that money, but I'm giving it to somebody else, right?
Right.
Different things like that.
I also wanted to touch on gifting for kids because I think that at least after our move right now, after our move, I feel really overwhelmed with the thought of getting more stuff for the girls. And while it's so appreciated, sometimes I think that kids don't always need more toys or more. Of course, cute clothes are so fun to buy for the girls. And sometimes they do need new stuff, but I mean, even gift cards for the kids, I think, is fun. Or like gift card for ice cream or donuts, that kind of
Yeah.
stuff is exciting. But if you are looking for gifts, as far as gifts for kids, I like gifting craft supplies,
Good idea.
books. And magnetiles are like it. Like the girls play with magnetiles, those will entertain them for so long. So I always try to think of a gift that's not as frivolous, something that's like, hey, my kids love this, and this is gonna buy you 30 minutes of alone time because it's gonna distract your kids for that
That's
long.
brilliant. I love that. And you gifted us magnetiles, and thank you.
Yep.
They're being put to good use. I
Yeah.
also, as we're doing this, Laura, I already have all of these very personalized ideas for gifts that I'm going to do this year. And so it's kind of interesting because I find that I want to share those ideas, but I haven't given the gifts yet, and so I can't. So we will
Oh.
revisit next year.
Wow, everyone.
Everybody.
How's that for a
Okay, guys, I want to
to
tell you
leave you on
stuff, but
pins
I
and
can't. So
needles.
come back next year and listen to my podcast. I also want to share that, I work in the mental health field and I'm a therapist. And so something that happened earlier this year that I thought was really cool, and it was a first for me, in the role that I'm in, is I had a client that I was working with that was just really happy with how her experience in therapy was. And she actually gifted, it sounds weird to say it this way because I felt like I was the gift, but it sounds dumb. So she gifted some of her adult siblings with therapy sessions with me. And I'm talking like, siblings that didn't have insurance. And
Man, that's one way to let someone know that they need
I
help.
know it sounds kind of funny, but it was really sweet and they were really open to it. And I think it was more along the lines of like they didn't want to pay out of pocket for services and they didn't have insurance. And so she paid for their sessions. And so that was just, I thought that
Yeah,
was really
that's
cool
cool.
and something really different.
am actually speaking about like a functional gift. I remember a couple years ago for Christmas, we bought you a gas gift card.
No. Oh my gosh.
We did. Do you remember that? Well, we got you like a, I think we got you an H&M gift card and a like Shell gas gift card, because that was right when we moved back from Hawaii and you had been driving like across the island to our house so much, like back and forth, because we had just had Evie.
Yeah.
But I remember we kind of felt bad and like you had fallen upon hard times. And so we gifted you a gas gift card, especially because gas in Hawaii is like $3.50. Like it's so expensive. And I just thought of that.
I remember that now too. Really, and when you say it, I know exactly where I was working. I feel like that old work comes up so much on this podcast. I must have unresolved issues. I was working for Peanuts with a master's degree.
It's okay, honey. I'll gift you therapy this year. So actually, speaking of gas, I know we barely kind of scratched the surface of gifts, but hopefully this got your wheels turning and you could kind of think outside the box and gave you guys some food for thought as far as brainstorming for your holiday gifts. But I want you to share the most recent story about you and Jake and your embarrassing story.
Is this your way of pulling me off the stage with a cane, like old school vaudeville?
Yeah, you're cut off. Stop talking about your gifts because nobody cares. Just
because
kidding.
I had like four more ideas that I wanted to pitch.
Okay, rapid fire. Go down the line.
And this again, I'm telling, we're not so much like giving advice or suggestions, but I'm hoping that these personal anecdotes are, as you said, getting people's wheels turning in terms of what they can do for personalized or out of the box gifts. Okay. So number one, my father-in-law had a milestone birthday this year and he recently got into gardening. He has an amazing garden in his yard and he grows vegetables and all kinds of things. Right. And so we wanted to do something personal for him around the theme of gardening. And so we got him a planter's box for herbs. And so he can grow like fresh rosemary and sage and oregano and all that stuff.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Second idea is if you want to do something with a group of friends and you're all kind of working with a budget, or maybe you don't normally do gifts, but you just want to start something new. Laura and I got involved in a book exchange earlier this year. she's laughing because we weren't that popular.
It was one of those things where it was like, message me if you want to join this book exchange. You'll be getting 30 books from, you know, people all over the country. And we were the only ones that responded to each other's stories. And so we felt bad, like, oh no, like only I responded. Like the chain thing isn't going to work. And she's only going to get like one measly book from her sister. So we each bought each other multiple books and sent them. And Emily was so excited and like posted on her story, like book exchange is happening, but I'm confused who sent these, and like posted a picture of all of them. And they were all from me. And I had to fess up and say, actually, like no one else responded. So I just bought a bunch of books and sent them to you because I felt bad for you.
Nevertheless, it was really fun. But I think what ended up happening is it was like a chain. It was like a chain letter, but we were the caboose. And so there was no one to give us the gifts. Anyway, yeah. That's a really bad anecdote for this. You can make it happen if you want to do the book exchange with your friends. Okay. We also talked about the idea of making a donation to a charitable organization or nonprofit as a gift in somebody's name.
Yes, totally.
I think we all are kind of aware of that. And then the last one is somebody just recently told me about this company that writes letters to people. And so let's just say at Christmas time, I want to have Laura receive a bunch of encouraging letters that say, I love you and X, Y, and Z, right? And so there's a company, I think they're called the Letter Exchange, but I'm not sure. Their website is toloveourselves.com. And you can basically submit a request. It's an NPO. You can submit a request for a letter to go to Laura at Christmas time. And they have letter writers all over the nation that will send handwritten letters like, Laura, Merry Christmas from your sister, Emily. She loves you so much. I hope that, you know, she said you just moved. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season in your new house with your family. And she'll get all of these letters from like, I don't know, 20, 25 people.
That's cool. So everyone send in and send me your letters for Christmas.
So just a couple outside the box ideas there.
Yeah, I wanted to slow it down. Here comes the cane. I'm pulling you off, but I want you to share that embarrassing story. Yeah,
it's so embarrassing and unbelievable. So we recently needed to call our cable company for one reason or another. I don't even remember. Our cable company is Cox. That's not the punchline.
I was like, wait, where are you going with this? This isn't the story I remember.
Okay, I'm just 12 years old. All right. So we call Cox. And I'm sitting in the office with Jake. And
that was the man laugh.
And we were locked out of our account online or something like that. Needed to sit through customer service. We get this older woman on the phone that's walking us through trying to log in, and we can't remember. It's not tied to our social or the last four of our phone number, whatever, right? So we're locked out of our account. And she's like, I need you to answer your security question. And I'm like, okay, I don't even remember what we put when we opened this account, but sure. And she's like, what was the first concert you ever attended? And I was like, Shania Twain. She's like, nope. And so then Jake is like rattling things off. Nope, nope, nope. We're like, what? What the heck? Like this, none of our usual answers were matching up for the security question. And so we're like scratching our heads and locked out of our stupid account. And so I go scrolling through my password, saved passwords on my email where I save them, right? And I finally get down to it. Cox, security question, answer number one, flatulence. Jake swears that I did that, but I would never do that. I'm very practical about my passwords. I just answer the question straight up. I don't do anything silly. And I was like,
which is really out of character. Like everybody would think that, of course, you would.
I would put that. I know it is out of character because I would do it, but not with a password because you need to remember your passwords. And I wouldn't remember that. I just answer the security questions. Okay. And so the correct answer is Shania Twain. And everybody should know that. Because if you know me at all, in 1998, I was obsessed with Shania Twain. But that's neither here nor there. So the answer was flatulence. And I'm like dying as I see this in my email. And I'm keeling over doing like this silent, like, crazy shoulders like laugh, right? And I'm like grabbing Jake, and he's like, what? And I'm like pointing at my phone, like showing him what the answer was, and meanwhile it's like silence on the phone as the lady's waiting, because I'm like, hold on lady, we'll look up the password. And we're like pointing to each other like, you tell her, no you. And I was like dying, like rolling on the floor literally. And Jake was like, in his serious voice, like, okay, ma'am. Yeah. You know, I think she just, put this to be funny. And it looks like the answer is flatulence. Oh. And it's funny just because he's trying to be so buttoned up and serious, like, excuse me, ma'am. Yes. I think we found it. And I think that,
He's like so serious and right, so professional.
Like my fiance was, she must've been making a joke. Excuse me. The answer is flatulence. And the lady's like, yep, that's it.
So the whole time she was staring at flat.
Yeah,
flatulence.
You could hear that there was like a laugh in her voice, like waiting for us to figure it out. And he's like, well, we'll change that. She's like, yep, never heard that one. It was so hilarious. So then we got into our account and all was well.
Wow. It would be so interesting to hear and like see people's passwords.
I know, right? I'm sure there's like really inappropriate ones.
I wonder if anyone else has ever put flatulence.
I think we're the first. No, I'm sure like a 12-year-old did that when they were setting up their mom's account and like the mom, I just make up like a whole backstory for situations like this. Like there's a mom that's virtually challenged and like she had her 12-year-old son set up the account and he did something silly like that. That's the story. I really have to pee.
Okay. Let's should we wrap it up?
It's really fitting that you signed off with flatulence and now you're going to the bathroom.
You know it, babe.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And until next time. Okay, everyone.
Okay. On that note, I have to go to the bathroom. And so we're going to sign off for this week and we'll talk to you next week.